up now. From JMI, well, brand new week, Monday morning, Andrew Kelleher, good morning.
Very good morning, Mike.
Now, what do we make of the building? Are we still swinging the hammers?
We are, and likely to do so right through 2020 as well. We're talking about building consents. We haven't talked about it for a while, actually. So as we sort of edge our way towards the end of 2019, and we're starting to look at 2020 with a bit more urgency, I suppose, with a bit more inspection. And I think residential construction is going to continue to be a good tailwind to the economy, and probably commercial and non-residential construction as well, actually. So on Friday, we had the release of dwelling consents for October. Now, they actually fell 1.1%, so a small fall, but that was expected, and actually some people are probably expecting slightly larger fall. We had quite a big surge in consents the previous month. But what we're seeing, Mike, is a lull in apartment consents in October, which, you know, are by their very nature, they are quite lumpy. There was a strong month again in what we call medium density consents. So that's townhouses as opposed to apartments. But if we look at the annual numbers, if we widen the lens out a little bit, 16.4% increase in residential consents over the year. And if you look within that, if we look at townhouse consents, 24% rise. So, I mean, this is all part of this move, sort of change in the way we live, Mike, and the move to slightly more, you know, medium density living. It's going off in Wellington, 43% gain there in residential consents over 12 months. That's massive. With residential consents issuance still running at its highest level since the 1970s, and even though business confidence is low, non-residential consents remain firm as well. And quickly, though, Mike, while we're talking about building things, as well as that, I just want to quickly mention, as well as the school's money, Grant Robertson has revealed that he's asked Treasury to present a package of infrastructure projects to be added to the government's sort of pipeline. We're going to hear about that on December the 11th. Yeah. So it is cheap for the government to borrow at the moment, Mike. I think we do have to make that point. You know, just over probably 1% they can raise funds at. So we'll look forward to seeing how it's going to be spent on December the 11th.
Indeed, next week. How'd Black Friday go for you?
Yeah, good. Well, it didn't go that well for me because I don't shop. I did shop. I don't do shopping. I think I bought something online. I think I bought a key lock, you know, so that I can hide a key outside when I go out and forget.
Crazy man.
I put it out there, Mike. I put it out there. So they've had Black Friday in the US. They've had Thanksgiving Day. Now we're staring down the barrel of Cyber Monday. A few comments. It was all about online sales. So they rose, and bricks and mortar sales appear to have fallen. Adobe Analytics, actually, this crowd called Adobe Analytics, come out with analysis really, really fast. They said bricks and mortar sales fell 6.25% on Black Friday, though they did rise slightly on Thanksgiving Day. We saw either an all-time record or a second all-time record, we're not sure yet, for Black Friday online sales, 7.4 billion. You'd expect that online shift to continue into Cyber Monday, wouldn't you, really? 8 of the 10 busiest shopping days of the year in the US are still to come, so it's the start of very busy retail madness, I suppose. Fair bit of data in the US last week as well, Mike. We didn't cover it all, but just relevant for concerns over that likelihood of recession in 2020 and growth. US consumer spending actually rose steadily in October. It was on expectation, 0.3%, but it still looks like they're going to get growth around that sort of 2% level in the US. And assuming that there's some, that assumes that we get some resolution on the trade front, I suppose, it lowers the probability of a US recession. And, you know, locally we're seeing sort of the same themes as well, really.
Good stuff. What are the numbers?
Yeah, it was quiet. It was actually, the markets went backwards on Friday night, and that's because we sort of got some rumblings about trade. Dow Jones 28,051 down 113 or 0.4%. S&P 500 3140 down 13.4%. And the Nasdaq down 48.665. FTSE 100 lost 70 points, 7346. That's just under a 1% fall. The Nikkei 23293 down 115. The Shanghai Composite down 0.6%, 2871. The Aussies lost ground as well, down 18. That's 0.25%, closing at 6846 on the ASX 200. But we had a storming day to finish the month on the NZX 50, up 109 points, 0.98%, record highs, 11,317. On the currencies, on the wholesale markets, one New Zealand dollar will buy 0.6412 US, 0.9491 Aussie, 0.5825 Euro, 0.4964 pounds, 70.19 yen. Gold, $1,463.98. And Brent crude a little bit weaker, $60.49.
Fabulous start to the week. Enjoy that lock or whatever it is you bought. And we'll see you tomorrow morning.